And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with South Loup head football coach Matt Jagler. Coach, first off, congratulations. One of four teams left in the Class D2 bracket. That's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, it is. I mean, anytime you're playing, you know, this late in November, it's great. It's amazing.
One of the things that has always impressed us is the way communities get behind our local sports teams. And I know when you have teams that advance like you guys have into the playoffs, it creates even more community excitement. I'm sure you've appreciated all the support that you've received as you've made this run.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are coming out of the woodwork. And it's not just, you know, the community, it's the area, too. Mm. You know, other towns coming over. Last Friday, the place was packed. It was a full stadium, and, you know, it's just great to be in that kind of atmosphere.
You talk about last week, Matt. What a phenomenal game you had in the quarterfinals against Central Valley. Your kids fell behind late in the game, but just talk about the poise of your team, especially in that final quarter when you made that final drive.
Well, I remember when they scored, you know, there was 7:40 left, and the kids come off the field, and every one of them was jumping, saying, "Now we got to respond. Now we got to respond." And put them on the field, and they did.
Talk a little bit about that final drive. You used up so much of the clock in scoring that final touchdown. That takes a lot of concentration, Coach. It takes a lot of execution. Just talk about the way that final drive came together.
Well, it was, you know, that's all on Coach Swartz. I mean, he had the plan. He knew that we wanted to milk as much time as we could, but we had to get down there. We went for it twice on fourth down. And it was just a picture-perfect drive. We started with 7:40, and I think they ended up with 18 seconds left. So, and it was 15 plays or something like that. It was phenomenal.
What are the traits and strengths of this team, Coach, that you believe have made it possible to get to this point?
Oh, just playing as a team and sticking together. You know, believing in each other. You know, just that team aspect of it, to always be there for each other, and no matter what the odds are, we're going to get it done together. And that, I think just the whole group as a whole is what has got us here.
I know it's very exciting for us to be calling an all-area semifinal, and I'm sure it's exciting for you guys to be playing in an all-area semifinal as well. You get Sandhill-Stedford. It's the second time you've seen each other this season. I remember talking to a coach several years ago who was kind of in this same position. They played a team in the regular season. They played them again late in the playoffs. And I said, "Do you change anything, you know, when you play them the second time?" And their response was, "You know, we got to be careful not to overthink it." So what about you, Coach? What's your approach as you play a team for the second time?
I mean, yeah, you're going to look back and see what happened in the first game, you know. See what they did, see what we did, you know, different things. And you may tweak a little things here and there, but yeah, we're not going to change what we do. We're just going to keep coming out and playing smash mouth football. And it's exactly like that. You don't want to overthink it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anything can happen.
All right, Coach, my final question. Now, you cannot answer scoring more points, okay? That's not one of the options. But my question is this. South Loup advances to the state championship game if what?
If we stick together. If we stick together and play like we've been playing, I think we can do it. You know, but we have to do it together, and it has to be for four quarters. And we have to play as a team.
Well, Coach, it's been a great ride. Been enjoying covering your team throughout the season. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Brent. Thanks for the coverage.
Coach Matt Jagler joining us on our pregame show.